In Jesus' name. Can we read together? One to go.
In the beginning was the Word.
No, you're not reading with me. One to go.
In the beginning was the Word.
Was the Word.
And the Word was with God.
Uh-huh.
And the Word was God.
Uh-huh. Verse number 2.
He was with God in the beginning.
Stop there. Who was with God in the beginning? The according word. To the scripture.
The Word.
Okay. I wonder how the Bible talks about the Word. It says, He was with God in the beginning. The Bible says, and in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. How can the Bible make a mistake to put the word He, which is a pronoun, or, you know, speaking of a personality, that there was a person, a personality, and that personality, whosoever he was, but he was with God, and he was a He. And the Bible says, in the beginning there was a He man. That He man was with God. And that He man was God Himself. And He was with God in the beginning. Say amen.
Amen.
You see, the Word and the supernatural is what I want to talk about today. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Verse number 3. One to go.
Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made.
Okay.
In Him was life,
uh-huh.
And that life was the light of men.
Praise God.
The light shines in the darkness,
yes.
But the darkness has not understood it.
Praise God.
There came a man who was sent from God.
Yes.
His name was John.
Okay.
He came as a witness to testify concerning that light.
Praise God.
So that through him all men might believe.
So he came to testify of that light, that through him all men might believe. So the only reason why John the Baptist came, according to the Bible, he says he came to only testify of that light that all men might believe. So when John came, he came to talk of a certain person who, according to him, he said he was a light. And he came to testify, to bear record of him, the man called the light, that all men through him might believe. Okay. 8.
He himself was not the light.
We're talking of John. He was not the light.
He came only as a witness to the light.
Okay.
The true light that giveth light to every man was coming into the world.
Was coming into the world. Wow.
He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him.
He was in the world. And though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. This is serious.
He came to that which was his own.
He came to that which was his own.
But his own did not receive him.
All right.
Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the light to become children of God.
Children of God. 13.
Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, nor a husband's will, but born of God.
Stop there. He says when he came, this light, whatever that light is. But when he came, men were born, but they were not born from the natural descent. They were born from the supernatural. Come on here. If they were not born from the natural descent, it means they were born from the certain, the opposite of the natural. And the Bible said, and they were born from the, not the will of a man, nor of the decision of a husband, but they were born of God, and God is a supernatural being. And the Bible says we are born today, not of the natural descent, but we are born of the supernatural descent. Okay, it's okay, it's okay. Verse number 14, the last one.
The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us.
Praise God.
We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Okay, church, I want to take you to a certain journey of your life, and then we're going to arrive at a place of your miracles, signs and wonders. Okay. But we can't arrive at a place of wonders and signs without first getting and walking into the journey and having an understanding of where your life is getting into. Okay. Now listen to me, church. Why do we have the topic to say the Word and the supernatural? the word and the supernatural. Listen to me, church. You need the supernatural in your life. What is the supernatural? It is anything done above the natural understanding of the natural rules. Listen to me, church. Have you ever heard people consulting witch doctors just to get a job? One goes to a witch doctor, and witch doctor must give this person a charm, and after giving this person a charm, he must speak some words and invoke some spirits to only make this person receive a job. Why is it so? Why not just going and getting employment naturally? Why involving a certain force? It must tell you to say, in this life, there are forces that are acting. That if you, a born again child, if another force will not act for you, you will remain at one place forever. Okay. There is a force. I call it a force. That force, in this world of competition, you need it. Everyone wants a job. Even a non-believer wants a job. A non-believer wants to get married. A non-believer wants that same contract that you also want. What is it that would differentiate you from a non-believer? And sometimes, a non-believer may be more qualified and more able to do that and well experienced than you. What will make you overtake a non-believer who is more qualified according to the patterns of the world and get that job? What is it that will differentiate you? That one is a force I'm talking about. And that force is a supernatural force. It's not a natural force that in this world you can see. Hey, are you hearing me?
We are hearing you, Daddy.
Okay. In this life, if you depend on your hard work only, without a certain power from somewhere, you will not become anything. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Oh, yes.
You will labor for nothing. You will work very, very, very hard without seeing dividends of what you're working for. You need a supernatural force. Okay, there are forces in this life, but the one I'm talking about is a supernatural. It's what you cannot explain. Now, what does it do? Let me tell you. A supernatural intervention is so much that a woman has never met a man before, and she's a virgin. A virgin. She has never ever had a dream in her life of getting a baby without involvement of a man. And there comes a man, a supernatural being, to just intervene and say, "Greetings, favored woman. You will soon..."